Rabbi Heschel Hager, Yud Gimel Adar Bet, 23rd of March, Tomche Yoitze Anglia.
No. Learn today. Some aloch has to do with Matunas Levyoinim. Tomorrow's mitzvah and tzedakah in general. To us. I'll start off with a Shaala and Shuva written in the Maharil, one of the late Tzitz Rishonim. He was asked the following question. Can you be Yotze, the mitzvah of Matonis Levyonim, from Masa money? That means you've set aside money for tzedakah. Can you go to your tzedakah kishke, to your tzedakah box? And can you give on Purim your mitzvah, your chiyuv or matanos levyoinim from the tzedakah box? The shoyal says, mi amrinon, do we say, it's their money anyway, the money in the tzedakah box belongs to the poor people, so you're just giving them what belongs to them. You're not giving anything of your own. So you haven't been yotze to mitzvah matanos levyoinim. On the other hand, do we say the aniyim are very happy to accept any type of money from you, even though it's their money? But there's something called tovus hanor, which the Gemara discusses. For example, a person has fields, he has crop, he has to give truma to the kohen, master to the levi. It's not his. Torah says he has to give it to the kohen to the levi. But he has the privilege of deciding to which kohen and to which levi he can give it to. That's called tovus hanor. That tovus hanor, that privilege belongs to him. Nobody can tell him. You can have a whole line of kohanim queuing up, each begging for their truma. He has the privilege, the rights to decide who he wants to give that money to, that truma to. Similarly, you got money in your tzedakah box, or your tzedakah account. You can decide which oni you want to give the money to. So you have whole loads of anim scrambling your door on Purim, Matanos Levyoinim. So you take out the tzedakah box money which belongs to them. Each oni is happy to take it because you've given him something. You've given him not only his, but you've given him something of your own. You're giving him your tovus hanor, your privilege, your rights, which could be worth money. And there's a big machlokes in the Gemara and Rishonim. If we consider tovus hanor to be mumon, is the privilege, the rights to decide who to give money to, is that worth money? As many, many nafkaminas, one nafkamina, can you take a percent for giving truma? For example, if I have a son-in-law kohen, and my neighbor's rich, I'd like him to give his trumas to my son-in-law, could I give him a tip? Please choose my son-in-law, my einikel, Ben Bitty. I've got an einikel a coin, it's a poor coin. Could I go to somebody and give him a fiver? Please, your truma, you can decide who you want to give it to. Give it to my family. So that's called, you're paying someone to give truma to somebody you want. So that tovus hanor could be worth money. The privilege, the rights to give truma to who you want, you can charge for it. So tovus hanor could be mumon. So obazoi, if you have the privilege to give to this oni, you've actually given something of your own. There's one another afkumen, not that we have so much to what we learned today, but there's another afkumen which is interesting enough afkumen about Nechoshe Mishpah. A gabba tzedakah. Someone who is in charge of tzedakah. Is he kosher le'edus when it comes to Hazad and Torah about this tzedakah fund? Can he give edus about his tzedakah fund? Is he kosher le'edus? Because we know anybody who is in a gabba, who has any connection or any hanor, or even tovus hanor from anybody or anything, cannot be a witness to that case. A gabba tzedakah, since he had the privileges to give to his brother, he has the rights to give more to someone, less to someone else. He's lots of rights, lots of privileges, and they do that. Is that considered a tovus hanor that he cannot give edus to regarding the tzedakah case? And the Ramah paskens tovus hanor ein mumon. The master tovus hanor is not considered money, and therefore a gabba tzedakah can give edus when it comes to dealing with a case in tzedakah. Because even though he does have the rights and privileges to decide who gets what and how much, that's not considered money. You can't buy the rights. It's not worth money, and therefore he can give aid. So, the Rav Maril says, the it's hard to say that you can be yoitzer of giving machanos avirim from its stocker box because you have the privileges which are worth money, so you're actually giving something of your own. That £5, let's say, is worth the privilege of choosing which one to give it to is worth a fiver. So you've given £5 worth of machanos avirim. You've given some, since you've decided to give it to him. But the mouse is that we pass from Tovus and in a moment anyway. It's not considered money. Then it goes to the other side. And the mouse, that's what he paskins. So you still know it right at the beginning. You cannot give Matanos Levin from its stocker box. You can't go to your stocker box, take out money and give it to the Oni on Purim, and be Yoitzer the Matanos, you can give it to Tukka, very good. But you can't be Yoitzer the Matanos Levin if you have on Purim from taking money out of the stocker box. Why not? Because the Gemara says in many places, this week's Sedri is a parash of Shlomim. For example, if you bring Shlomim Erev Yom Tov, you bring a Korban, you cannot be Yoitzer the additional Chiv of the mitzvah of Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov for eating meat, which was yesterday used as another Korban. You can't do two for the price of one. You can't do one mitzvah using another mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, it has to be from your own pocket, not from the pocket of Hegdish. So, Kol Dov Shebecholin, Kol Shebechoyva, something you have to bring, since Matanos Levin was a chiv, Anshik Nes Goyim, Malchah, Esther, they decided, Chol Dov Edoin, Eskorom Anasim, give Matanos Levin on Purim. It's a chiv, Rabbona. That chiv has to come from your own pocket, can't come from Hegdish, from Stoker, from anywhere else. It has to come from your own pocket. So that's the moral, at the end of the Chuvah, he passes, you cannot take money out of the Stoker box and give to the Oni, Tzad, Matanos Levin, because it's not your own money, take it out of your own pocket. There are Magavron passing Saloch. He says, if you really want to give only a lot of money from a stocker box, you can do so. But you have to add some more from your own pocket to cover that Chiyah Matanos Levyoin. Now, let's go again slightly off the topic, which is quite Nageya. You might be able to help me better than I can help you. A voucher. Somebody has money in his voucher account and he gives vouchers. Can it be Yoitzer Matanos Levyoin with vouchers? Because that money, well, how do you, what do you, if that money has been put away for tzedakah, you'll be mafresh your tzedakah, your truma has been given already, you put it into a specific account, a charity account, or even more, a voucher account, which doesn't belong to you. Who does it belong to? The Anim in general. So you giving a voucher on Purim, maybe you can't be Yoitzer Matanos Levyoin because you're taking money from the aniyim, and you're giving it to them. It's not your own money anymore. You've given it away to tzedakah. Is that correct?
Do you have a right to distribute that
money? I have the right to decide the privilege who I want to give it to. That's what we decided for Toivus or not. Let's take money out of the tzedakah box and say, I want to give this aniyim and not this aniyim. So is the money lying in your bank account, Mr. Bogdan? Who does it belong to?
Hey, Rabbi, what about money and future earnings? Is that any different? You haven't given it out yet, so it's still
working out. One second, we'll get there in a second. You're all ahead of the game.
Not only that, the problem as well is that with Matos Levy, you should be able to
do. Okay, well, voucher in some places is cash. Okay? Let's consider
it.
That's something, another twist to it. But okay, you could. It's worth money.
Yes, but on the day, you have to be able to give it on the day. If it hasn't come out of your account, you haven't given anything yet.
Okay, if he accepts the currency, have you been yoitzer the mitzvah of Matanos Levyoin? You're talking about the tzadoni.
Currency is proper money.
Okay, but this money, no, I'm talking about the chelik, it belongs to tzedakah already. You've taken out of the tzedakah box, and you're giving it to the oni. Now the question is, when you put money into the charity account, why do you do that? Just for not paying taxes? That means it's still yours, it's not really considered tzedakah money. For example, a charity account.
Yeah.
Never mind voucher company, leave out. Yeah? Is that tzedakah? You're putting in a charity account because you don't want somebody else to get hold of it. It's not because you really want to give it to tzedakah. You may want to give it to tzedakah. You may get some money back sometimes, but whatever the case is, it's not, I wouldn't say it's really much tzedakah. You haven't allocated to tzedakah. A charity account could be, more strict. You've given, what's your kavanah when you put money in a charity account?
You put it aside.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. You're putting it aside.
I think Rafi's point is that a prepaid voucher, you've already paid for it. Right. You've paid for that voucher. The voucher that you're going to write is not going to be deducted from your account till 2 weeks' time. So you're not giving anything away on the day. The Oni's getting something, but I'm not giving anything away.
Yes, you are.
It's not going to be deducted from my account till 2 weeks' time.
If it's because of the shtar, then you're giving away.
That's called giving away, even though it's not going to come off my account today.
It doesn't matter, you've given away what you own.
That's good enough.
Yeah, someone's there. Okay, let's not go into vouchers so much. But there's a question, you see, what your intention is when you put money into the voucher account, what your intention is. Is your intention really to put away stock of money? Whenever you want to give it to whoever you want, so then you can't really give them to from money you put away to the stock already. If your intention is to put away for yourself, or even more so, you want to be mekayem mitzvah matanos l'goyim with money in your voucher account, then if you have in mind before you put the money in to the account, I want to be yotzei matanos l'goyim, then very good, you could be yotzei matanos l'goyim from the money you put aside in a different place, in a different pocket.
If you don't use the word, you put extra money into the voucher account.
You put the money for machshava to matanos l'goyim. It's like every neidim, it's a mitzvah.
You have to use that.
Well, Magus Purim and Purim, we have a shal. If you put away money for Purim, the oni didn't turn up. What happens? Well, we didn't give us the oni. Okay, I'm just going off topic. Al Kalpunim. You can't give money from your stocker box. Kul Amar Pligi. That's the Maril Paskins. Now, just to go repeat again the Maril Shal at Tut Stodim. Can you give money from a stocker box for Matanos l'goyim or not? The Ksav Sofer explains it in a Lomdish way. I'll say it quickly. Is Matanos l'goyim a mitzvah Purim? Or is it a mitzvah tzedakah? If it's Matanos l'goyim, be mesameach the oni in Purim, however you can. Mishloach munos, invite him for a suda, give him money from his tzedakah box, make him happy on Purim. If it's enough tzedakah, then you fall into the lochos of tzedakah, and you can't be yoitzer Matanos l'goyim from tzedakah. If it has to do with Matanos l'goyim in general, with a Simchas Purim, who says you can't take out a tzedakah box? But if it has to do with tzedakah, and that's the real pasuk, at the end of the day, you can't be yoitzer from a tzedakah box, that means it's a tzedakah halacha. And if it's a halacha of tzedakah, then it falls into your dead hilchos tzedakah, the way you give out tzedakah, and can't be from something you have to give, can't be from a tzedakah box. Now, why am I going to this? Because this is a big nafka minna. Once we've established that Matanos l'goyim is midin tzedakah, not in the general halacha of Purim, as the Maril says, and tzedakah you can't give twice from the same account, oy bazoy, we fall into the halachas of tzedakah, the adifas of tzedakah, who is first in the order to receive tzedakah. If it's to do Matanos l'goyim, then it makes a difference who that would ani ircho come before ani iracheres. If it has to do with the general halacha of Purim, nothing to do with Hilchos Tzedakah, and you can give whoever you want. If, on the other hand, it has to, Matanos l'goyim falls into the category of Hilchos Tzedakah, just in Purim, Chazal wants to give you Tzedakah, specifically on this day, give Tzedakah, oy bazoy, we have to look in Hilchos Tzedakah in your day, who to give Tzedakah to. And the Maaseh we pass them, the Maril, and the Ksav Sofer explains the Maril that way, that the Halacha of Matanos l'goyim has to do with Hilchos Tzedakah on Purim, oy bazoy, when he comes out to give Tzedakah, there's an order who to give Tzedakah to. You can't give whoever you want, you can give whoever you want, but there's an order who comes first when it comes to giving out Matanos l'goyim, same as every tzedakah. Now, I want to discuss two parts to the Hilchos Kedima of tzedakah. We know Aniyah Ercho, we learn that from the Pasuk, Aniyah Ercho Koidim L'Aniyah Ercheres. Your poor people in your town come before poor people in other towns. Aniyah Ercho Koidim L'Aniyah Ercheres. And again, as we just said, Matanos l'goyim falls in the category of Hilchos Tzedakah, so therefore when you give out Matanos l'goyim, it's again Aniyah Ercho, Koidim L'Aniyah Ercheres. The Torah in Yeridei Hilchos Tzedakah has an interesting shaila. The Tamtzis Halacha, he brings one of the Rishonim, Yitzchak Bar Baruch, that says, when we know Aniyah Ercho is Koidim L'Aniyah Ercheres, it's only when you want to send money elsewhere, then first give to your local Moises, and then you can send money to other Aniyim in other towns. If Aniyah Ercheres come to your town, then be my guest. They're just as qualified as Aniyah Ercho. They're considered Aniyah Ercho. Aniyah Ercheres means when they're elsewhere. If they come to town here, Aniyah Ercheres come to Aniyah Ercho, then they're all considered Aniyah Ercho. The svara behind that is, imagine someone, and only comes from Eretz Yisrael, from anywhere, and comes to your house. You give him a meal. Would you not give a meal like one of your family? He's yours, he's your guest. So Ani Yair Acheres, come now to my town. They are Ani Yaircho. They're here now together. That's the Svara of one of the Rishonim, which the Torah brings down. Ani Yair Acheres only means when you have sent money elsewhere. Once they come to town, they have the same privileges and rights as Ani Yaircho. The Torah doesn't pass like that. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. Clearly not. It makes a difference whether they're here or there. The Ani Yaircho, those who live here in this town, come first to anyone else, even though they've come here for a visit. So Ani Yaircho is, as we understand, Porsche Pshat, Ani Yaircho, Koidin Yair Acheres, even if the Oni from elsewhere comes to town, he still is second in the queue. Ani Yaircho, Koidin. There are two exceptions, the Achroinim. I found the two exceptions to this rule. The Aruga Soboisim wants to say that if Ani Yair Acheres come to your town, and Ani Yaircho are not collecting, then you have the rights to give to Ani Yair Acheres, which happens very often here. People from out of town come, collect money, and you give them money, and not give the local moistas, and you blame the local moistas, well, let them come collect as well. And if they come to your door, then they do have the rights of Ani Yair Acheres, which happens in many, many cases. They come to your door, and you happen to give them because they're here. Because Ani Yair Acheres not collecting is the same way that Ani Yair Acheres are doing. They're doing it a better way. So Lamaase, there is a tzav halacha to say that it's, they have the category of Ani Yair Acheres because they've come knocking on your door. And the mass of people, Hanoig, Meskavon, Shloim Meskavon, the mass of Ani Yair Acheres sometimes make better deals than Ani Yair Acheres because they're actually coming and asking for it. That's one tzav. Another halacha, another Indian where we find in one of the Achroim that Ani Yair Acheres would have the same. With full and same category as Ani Yair Acheres. By coming here, the Chidor brings, he says, Ani Eretz Yisroel, they come to town, they are more important than Ani America that come to town. Since we find in Chazal so many Shvochem and Halochas to do Eretz Yisroel, you can buy a house, make a goy right to Shabbos, when you buy a house, Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Yisroel is so important, and by actually giving money to Eretz Yisroel, you're mechazik the yeshiv, and you help him in the midst of yeshiv Eretz Yisroel. Therefore, Ani Eretz Yisroel that come to town have the same halacha of Ani Yaircho. The Chidor wants to say such a tzad and halacha that everyone would be moided that Ani Eretz Yisroel come to town have the same halacha of Ani Yaircho. So, the fact that Ani Yaircho come for Ani Yair Acheres is clear in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. But Ani Eretz Yisroel could have a mala and also be considered Ani Yaircho, especially if they come knocking on the doors. Okay, so now we'll discuss one part, Ani Yair Acheres Koidin and Ani Yair Acheres. We'll discuss if Ani from out of town come here, do they have the same privileges as Ani Yair Acheres or not? Pashas, they don't, unless they come knocking or Ani Yair Acheres, then maybe they do have, they can become upgraded to become the same category as Ani Yair Acheres. Now we're going to discuss something which is Lehepach, the other way around. Ani Yair Acheres, so what's today's objective?
If that's the
case,
keep 2 days
off. Who? No, the Onaval. They're not coming to live here. It's true. Okay, well, let's work the other way around. We'll discuss Ani Yair Acheres B'Ircho. Let's discuss now Ani Yair Ircho B'Yir Acheres. The tshuva in the Rechaim, the last tshuva printed in the Sefer the Rechaim from Tzan Zeruv, to my elder Zayin, the first vision to Rebbe, who used to send vast amounts of tzedakah. He was a nosi of Kohel Eretz Yisroel in huge parts of Europe. And he sent tzedakah to Eretz Yisroel. And he asked the Tzan Zeruv, what happens when Ani Yair Acheres go to Eretz Yisroel? Do they still have the privileges of Ani Yair Acheres? That means, he says, Mamrush was a huge part of where his tzedakah came from. Oibasoi, the Aniyim from Mamash, the complex, it's all, do they have privileges? Can I give them more money than I give to Aniyim, which come from different places, or live in Eretz Yisroel for years? I'm collecting from my people. Can I give my people in Eretz Yisroel more than I give Aniyim Eretz Yisroel? That's the Shaala to the Ruchayim. The Ruchayim writes quite clearly, Bechlalnish, there's no such thing. Once they left your town, they have no privileges, they're not considered Aniyim Eretz Yisroel anymore. They're Aniyim Eretz Yisroel. As you say, they come to Chutzoros, they still keep one of the Yom Tov. Once they even have halachas, not you can't just go out to Tzrol for nothing. You have a penosal decision. It's dumb to leave at Tzrol. So once they go into Tzrol, it's a one-way system, one-way street. You can't get out of there. So they completely cut off, disconnected from the Ircho. So if Ani Ircho in Eretz Yisrael, lose the title of Ani Ircho, the fact that they once lived together with you, your neighbors, your friends, your cousins, very nice, but now they become Ani Eretz Yisrael, they're not Ani Ircho anymore. They pass the last of the Rechaim very clearly in the Shulchan. Let's get it. And he says, he goes into quite a description. And he says, how could you actually say that his shadows of Mamrosh, which is a huge span of the mountains, of the Carpathian mountains there, how could you say they are considered one entity? There's so many hundreds of villages there. What does one town or one village have to do with the other one there? You can say the whole section, one section, how do you draw the map? How do you define your borders? What is the Yericho? One section, and that section, the people from that town come to Tzisrael, from that village, from those hundreds of villages. He says, I know for a fact, he says, that some of these villages in Mamrosh are closer to Poland than to Sigit. So why would you define them? Who draws those borders? Bechlal, you want to say these are Ani Yericho? Maybe they're Ani Iri. Who said Ani Yericho? So Bechlal says, there's no such thing. You can't say one village, one town, 100 towns. How are you going to decide who's on the Yericho in Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Rechaim says very clearly. Many years later, this had to do a lot of machlokism, or politics, or whatever you want to call it. Unfortunately, because there wasn't enough money in Eretz Yisrael to go around to everyone. So many, many machlokism and a new column opened up. And the Menchus Eluzer and Achiever, he politely disagreed with the Rechaim. He said the Rechaim was his Rebbe, and he founded his own column. And wanted to send money from his town to his townspeople in Eretz Yisrael. The Master of the Rechaim writes, there's no such thing, once they come to Yisrael, there's no such thing on Yericho anymore. He says, but the Master, the fact is, that by giving to Ani Yericho in Eretz Yisrael, you collect more money. The fact is, you want to give your friends, your cousins, people you know. And therefore, the Master, if you collect money, it's much easier to collect for people you know in Eretz Yisrael than for people you don't know in Eretz Yisrael. He goes into a slight shala of makira kohuna. That means once you give many times truma to a certain coin, you take have the privileges to give to whoever coin you want. But that coin has a type of chazuka in your truma. He's your coin, makira kohuna. You have a shibud to continue giving to that coin. By giving to a certain stock in a tzrol, do you have a shibud? So he brings the truma by Shlomo and says you can't open up a new fund in Eretz Yisrael for your townspeople because the old aniyim have a type of chazuka to your money, the makira kohuna. She says, that's not makira kohuna. I don't know them. I don't even know that. I know fakir. I know my locals in Eretz Yisrael more than I know the other people in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't really use makira kohuna here and to say they have a right because I used to give them stucker. I can stop and give my locals now in Eretz Yisrael stucker because fakir, they're my makira kohuna more than the other ones I don't really know. And the master, you make more money by collecting for your locals. Now, without going to politics, or we call it, there are certain kollelim, old kollelim, which worked many years on that basis. There was, we started off with Kollel Vizhnitz, which had huge amounts of hundreds of villages and towns, which people used to give stock from those villages, sent to Eretz Yisrael, and they distributed to their people or to any Eretz Yisrael in general. There's Chibas Yerushalayim, which is called a Galician Koil, or Shoim Rachoyim is English Koil. They're all fantastic stokers, but sorry to say, the way they advertise is what we call a scam. Because Chibas Yerushalayim, which they say Galician Koil, to be entitled Koil Poland, or whatever the names are, they rebranded the names. I mean, no one lives in Galicia anymore. The money's coming from whoever gives the money. Now, the money only goes to, you have to be a ben achaben, to someone who lived in Galicia in a certain time, and your Zayd ben achaben had to live in those villages that Tzloka once came from there. So, there's no basis in halacha or even common sense to how that stalker works. Stalker, stalker, the ghost Tanir, Felicia Sophic. But just because once upon a time, in one area which nobody lived anymore, they used to give stalker, so if you are fortunate to be a ben achaben from a person who lived in that village, then you're entitled to get money from that stalker. If it goes to stalker, but there's no basis of pialocha whatsoever, it's not an iircho, bechlal. Not makirikun, it's a segunish. Lamasa, from all those stalkers in Eretz Yisrael, obviously every penny that goes to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah and a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, as we said before. The tzedakah of Tanchu to Anglia is, according to some poskim, Ani Ircho and Ani Yitzisro. Obviously, Ani Ircho come first. But Ani Ircho and Ani Yitzisro, if you want to have that mala, for us, people who live here in this country, if you give to that fund, so you have, you know, it's according to some shittas, Ani Ircho as well. The Machlok, the Bechaim, the other poskim, whether once they leave this country, do they still have the privileges or the title of an Ircho? According to some poskim, they do. So if you want to give tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, to Ani Eretz Yisrael, you can choose whoever you want to give it to. But if you give it to those people who used to live in this country, then according to some poskim, you'd be Yotzi Ani Ircho as well as Ani Eretz Yisrael. Again, all these tzedakahs Eretz Yisrael are all genuine tzedakahs, and whatever you give is never enough anyway. The most Shaykh Tani Ircho is what we have for people from our country going there, which according to some possible would be Yotzi Ani Ircho as well. There was actually a time between the two World Wars where the Kollel America opened up in Eretz Yisrael, and there was big fights, big machlokes, because what happened was that the few people came from America to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a lot of money coming from there. So that would mean lots of money coming and being distributed to a few individuals. So it's very difficult, it was very difficult for them to accept such a koil America, like koil Galicia, people sending money from Galicia, to people who live in Israel from Galicia. America had much more money coming in than going out. So there was a big machloikis, to put it mildly, the Muslim koil never continued. But the master, all these columns don't really continue after the Second World War. Everything was changed anyway. The map was, the boards were redefined. So the master, we said before, that Ani Ircho in Eretz Yisrael would be, it could be Yoyser if you give to Tanchio Yoyser Anglia. I want to end off with one vote from Lahav Shulam, who was a Zayid of the Tzemach Tzadik. The Ram Nachmendel, of course, was also one of the Nasi Eretz Yisrael. Where I said, one of the Talmidim said, Bishmai Moyde Gevot. Chazal say, Ani Ircho Koyd Mani Yerach Eres. There's a saying in Kadima, Yom Shpuchas Koyd Nani Ircho, Ani Ircho Koyd Nani Yacheres. He says, something he goes collecting, and the person says, I have my tzedakahs, I have my mishpucha, my people, my family, I have to give to, I can't give elsewhere. He says, a person, he says, Mushal, so there was a Gaon who wrote a very safe, Mullah Harifus, very difficult to understand. He said, people can understand it, so what did he do? So he wrote Hakdom to the Sefer. How to understand the Sefer. That's all the Hakdom. A person, he says, makes money. It's difficult to part with money you work for, money you earned. So Hashem saw, give tzedakah, it's not going to work. So he says, you know what, first give to your family. It's easier for you to give to your family. So Ani Ircho Koydmin, Ani Mishpachtcho, Koydmin Ani Ircho. Ani Ircho Koydmin Ani Yerachares. Koydmin doesn't mean you stop there, you give to my family, to my town. Koydmin is Hagdoma. It's to make it easier for you to give to other people. You start off small, start off your family, start off your town, and then you'll eventually get to Aniim everywhere else. But if someone says, I can't give elsewhere because I give my family, that means he hasn't understood the Pasuk. He's not giving anywhere. Because Ani Ircho Koydmin Ani Yerachares. It's just Hagdoma, it's an introduction to get you to give tzedakah everywhere else. So the master, whatever stokas we give are going to a good cause, and I have Shalfa Meschus the tzedakah and matanos levyonim that we give on Purim, we should be zoicha to hashpoz toivus rosh and gashmis and lehidu mois oyro v'simcha v'susam v'ko.
Amen.